If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Bears. Cody Parkey said yesterday he will now practice at Soldier Field the rest of the season, Jane.
Good.
2 weeks ago against Detroit, I was at that game. He missed four kicks off the uprights against
the
Lions.
Which has never been done in the history of Soldier Field. Unbelievable. Three to the right, one to the left, was it?
So what did he do? He practiced at Soldier Field, and he comes out Sunday night, hits three big field goals, including a 48-yarder with 2:52 remaining, which gave the Bears a two-scored lead to ice the game.
But you notice he didn't kick any extra after the touchdown. He didn't do any extra kicks. Well, they did all the two-point conversions.
You mean the extra point?
Yes, thank you.
Yes. Well, let's talk to this next guy. There's one guy that knows the wins at Soldier Field, and he joins us now. Good old number six. It is Kevin Butler. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are y'all today?
We are fantastic. I'm sure you've been...
It seems like it's a little cool up there, huh?
It's going to be the most cold Thanksgiving on the planet.
Yes, he's down in Georgia. He's throwing it in our face. Yes. You've been here on the lakefront.
No. It's certainly chilly down here. We're at 63 today. People have their coats out.
Yeah, they have their coats on, kind of. Kevin, you've been on the lakefront late in December, that wind blowing off. I mean, there's nothing colder, is there?
No, there really isn't, and there's nothing really tougher than to try to kick field goals in that. I think Cody tried something new and went down there. I just don't see how it could not help you. I know I did it. I know Robbie did it. And if you have the advantage to do it, I just don't understand why you wouldn't.
When did you figure out that you needed to go down to Soldier Field and practice with all those wins?
Well, when I realized that all my field goals I kicked at Lake Forest really didn't mean anything. it was just so different picking up in Lake Forest. You know, we had pretty high trees around a pretty small practice area. So, you know, the winds were not really whipping around. Even on cold days, we still had some blockage. And I just knew that wasn't real. That wasn't something that I was going to do on game day. And, it got to really be a good ritual. It got to be a lot of fun. We did a lot of things down there. There's not too many times you can say, I'm going through the playground, it's going to be Soldier Field, and I'm going to be the only one there playing. So it really was pretty cool.
How often did you go down there and kick? Was it every day that the team had practice, or just one time during the week, practice week?
You know what? Early in the season, I'd go down there maybe once a week, but as the season went on and it got a little bit tougher, I would go down there on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Tuesdays were our day off, so I'd go down there and do some things. Wednesday, I had to be at practice because we were putting in things that day, and there were certain things I had to be at. But other than that, any time that I really put in kicking was to better myself and to give the team a better chance when I stepped on the field to win. So, it was something that the team accepted. It got to be a funny thing. We did not have a cafeteria and a chef like they have now on premises. We were in charge of our own lunch. And I had gotten a deal with Hooters downtown. And on Thursdays after I kicked, I would go by Hooters and pick up about, I guess, five big dishes of wings and bring them back for the team. So every morning, every Thursday morning, every big offensive and defensive lineman would ask me if I was going to kick at Soldier Field, because they knew I was bringing back food if I did.
Of course. You'd stop by that Hooters right on Wells. Yes, absolutely.
What a great idea.
Absolutely. 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 We'd go down there and visit them. They were gracious to us, and it was really the only way we got food, or else you'd have to go out and get your own.
Maybe we should call Cody to do the same thing.
Stop by Hooters.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if they would allow their athletes to eat such food now, right?
Right.
Well, this is true with the cafeteria.
Oh, yeah, they have a dietitian now. People are watching you eat.
Well, sometimes if you just forget about it, you just perform better because you're happy.
But Kevin, with
I totally agree.
Were you the first kicker to do that in Bears history, to go down to Soldier Field and practice, or did a kicker before you?
You know, I'm not sure if Bob Thomas did or not.
Okay.
I think it was something, you know, we had to check it the first couple of times. I don't think anybody had done that before. I know the team maybe had gone down there for a fans night or appreciation of something to that point. But, to go down there and practice, you know, I had to get clearance from the management group, the city, and the Bears. So once we got into a routine, it was a fairly easy transition to do.
Well, that's right, because it's Soldier Field is owned by the Park District. Yeah, you just can't say, I'm going to go down there and kick. You got to go through some red tape. But when Cody Parkey was practicing last week, there was helicopters all over the place, you know, trying to get some eyes in the sky to see how he was doing at Soldier Field. And if you've never been to Soldier Field, I'm a season ticket holder, and I've seen it in November and December. You have the flags on top of the goalposts. One's going one way, right, and another one is going another way. The wind is just crazy inside the stadium.
Yeah, it really is, and I think it's probably become a little bit more whippier with the much taller stadium.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back before they did the renovation, it was a very low-cut stadium, and, you know, I always used to say the only thing blocking the wind is Indiana, and that's not helping Kevin. So
it's not.
You know, to get down there and to be familiar with exactly what you're saying, to look up and see those flags go in different directions, or maybe the flags up top are blowing to the east and the tips of the post are blowing to the west, that practice down there makes it comfortable. You know, you've seen it. It's not something foreign to you. I had many kickers come in and ask me, you know, what is the wind doing? I go, well, you know, I'll get with you after the game. But that you're not going to hear that from me now. So it was certainly an advantage. You know, you think about golf players, they go into a big tournament.
Yep.
They go out on the course. They want to take 2-3 rounds in, look at the greens, understand what happens when wind blows, where the trouble is, where it isn't. And that's exactly what a kicker needs to do. And if you have the ability to do it at your home field, like a lot of teams do because they're close in proximity to their home field, the Bears is a little bit different, but it certainly is not an inhibitor. I mean, there's no reason. Kickers don't do anything at practice except wait for practice and then practice.
Right.
Maybe
you're taking a couple of soap operas, but that's about it.
Right. You're a kicker. You should be kicking at practice.
That is your talent and expertise. So because that is your talent and expertise as the kicker for the team, what is going on in Cody's head on Sunday night against the Vikings at home? He's got to get on that field, and he's got to kick for the first time. Because you heard the crowd.
Oh, jeez.
The crowd was like, oh.
Yep.
I don't know if they were cheering or booing. I couldn't tell.
Well, you know what? I think it was, he was anxious, I'm sure. But, you know, the good thing and what you live on as a kicker, as silly as it sounds, he didn't kick bad when he hit the four posts. You know, he hit the four posts. Obviously, they're not going through as bad, but that's different than hooking them or really slicing them off and
right,
losing control of your kick. He just needed to finish a little bit and focus down the middle and, you know, get off of those corners, because those corners don't help you. You always got to focus down the middle. At Soldier Field, when the wind blows, to practice aiming outside the post and know a wind will blow it back in from 42 and beyond.
Isn't that crazy?
Is an advantage. And you do not know that unless you go down there and practice.
Right.
Wow.
Yes, that is just crazy. I mean, don't you think, we're talking about Kevin Butler, former Bears kicker. As a former kicker, it's pretty impressive that he did hit the post four times.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I was doing some radio and somebody was asking me, and I said, you know, if you gave me 100 kicks or any kicker, I would venture to say, if you were saying left post, right post, that maybe 30 out of the 100 you could probably hit from those various distances that he kicked from. I think when you get up to an extra point and you're just shooting for that left or right upright, kickers nowadays probably 50% they could hit.
Right.
But it's uncanny to do it in a game when I know for sure he was trying to make those. And, you know, you could see it on his face. You
right.
kind of shake. You go, holy moly. I remember Coach Dick, I had a bad game once, and he didn't want to send me out there. He kept saying, no, we'll go for it. And I was like, it's a great choice. That's why he's head coach. Let's listen to him. Let's go for it.
Don't put me in that situation.
Thanks, Coach.
Well, if you're the kicker and it comes down to the final kick, I mean, all eyes are on you. If you screw up as a right tackle during the game, people aren't going to be noticing that like the kicker.
Yeah. The head coach and the GM will know, and you'll get that same fate one day, I'm sure. But
right.
Yeah, I mean, you got to like that. You really do. But you got to enjoy that moment. You have to look forward to that moment. You have to practice for that moment. And I think any kicker in the NFL certainly has obtained that. That's why they're in the NFL. Now, if you can maintain it and do it consistently, that's what gives you longevity in this league. And I think coaches need to be a little bit more, and it's such a weird word, understanding, you know, much like an offensive tackle or a quarterback, you're going to have a play. You're going to have a time when you don't succeed. That's why you are a professional. You keep chopping and try to get to that point. But to make some quick snap decisions just because he's a kicker, I think really creates more of a challenge for that team moving forward through that year than maybe going ahead and swallowing the boat on one. And much like Crosby did up at Green Bay this year, you know,
right.
He missed five field goals, and they said, you know, it happens. Let's see if he can bounce back, and he did. And he's a proven good kicker.
Has anybody seen Cody Parkey without his helmet on? Have you seen him, Butthead?
No, I wouldn't take my helmet off until I made a few more.
He looks like he's in the 12th grade. He looks so young when he takes off his helmet.
Well, you know what was interesting about Cody? I reached out to him his rookie year. He broke my rookie scoring record that I broke from Gale Sayers, and I've had it for a long time, the rookie scoring record.
Really?
He was with Philadelphia. So I was very proud of him to do that. I thought that was something special. I'd held it for probably too long, to be honest with you. It seems like somebody would have broke it by then, but I got to break it from Gale Sayers in 1985, and then he broke it when the Eagles won their world championship.
Damn, man.
So you spoke with Cody on the phone, but that was before this.
I sent him messages. I didn't ever speak to him on the phone. You know, he is from Auburn.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, so he went from Philly.
Yeah,
I know
I'm Georgia, and I'm Georgia, and we,
right.
you know, during this time of the year, we do not like Auburn. So I really
no,
can't
not at all.
Talk to him personally.
I heard the disgust in your voice, Kevin. Tell me this: when you're at the family Thanksgiving football game, are you the kicker or the coach?
Right now, I'm the water boy. I don't like the responsibility of a coach, and I certainly don't have the physical ability as a player anymore.
Yes, he's having some beers and
still
playing
be the
golf.
Best one out there.
That is what he's
backyard.
Doing. Kevin, great to talk to you, man. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you all, and we are looking forward to a great Thanksgiving and great finish by the Bears. Y'all have a great one.
All right,
thanks,
take
Kevin.
Care. He is just the best. That is Kevin Butler,
so
good old number
fun.
Six.